One day, she emailed me and asked, "Have you ever thought about writing a book about crowdfunding?" I had entertained the idea, but hadn't seriously considered it. In terms of total content, I had already written a book. All of my blog entries up to that point could fill a large tome. Jennifer pointed out that the blog is pretty technical. It is mostly a step-by-step guide on how to create a successful crowdfunding project. It doesn't read as a cohesive whole. It doesn't tell a story. More important, she added, my blog reaches only those who happen to stumble on it. It's a limited audience, mostly tabletop game creators. Think of the other people you could help by telling your story, and the stories of innovative crowdfunders, in a book, Jennifer said. I'm paraphrasing here. In reality, about 20 email messages were needed before I fully grasped the concept. She was right. The whole goal of the blog was to help other creators, and I was reaching only a very small subset at that point. So I started writing this book for all types of entrepreneurs who are intrigued by the idea of crowdfunding, particularly those who are open to the idea that creating something is less about them, the creators, and more about others, the backers, customers, fans, and supporters who share a passion for the thing the creators are trying to make. If you like this book, you can thank Jennifer Chen Tran and my readers for inspiring and encouraging me to create something for you. If you don't like it, you can blame its existence.